7.5.
We have with us today Brian Stevens. Brian was a successful banker with a huge income 3 years ago. He lived in a 6-bedroom house with his family. Now he's a resident at Sheffield Prison and he's here to tell his story. Welcome, Brian. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So I guess everyone would like to know, what did you do?
Yes, that's a very common question for people in prison. What I did is called fraud. I basically stole other people's money, but I did it in sneaky ways. I was a banker, so I had access to lots and lots of money.
I'm assuming you didn't just pick up handfuls of cash from the bank.
No, I knew that was wrong. Everyone knows that is wrong. I started slowly. I had information that other people outside the bank that other people didn't have. Then my wife got sick and I needed some money. I took tiny amounts of money from people's accounts, planning to repay them before they noticed. And I did. But then I realized that they really never noticed. So I did it again and again. If you take $2 or $3 from 1,000 people, you can have $2 or $3,000, and most people never notice. I wish I'd just taken out a regular loan and repaid it to the bank. I just didn't want to pay the interest. I wish I hadn't stolen that money.
And how were you caught?
Well, finally, someone did notice. I knew it would happen someday. It took a while, but the bank traced it back to me. They asked me about it, and I lied at first. It caused some other people a lot of trouble because of that. I wish I'd just told the truth.
And how long will you be in prison?
I'll be here for about 15 years, but I could get out earlier because now I am helping the FBI.
How are you doing that?
Well, I'm helping them prevent other people from committing fraud by sharing my secrets. We've already caught 4 other people committing fraud.
And how has this affected your family?
Well, surprisingly, my wife is still with me and supporting me. My children were angry at me at first, but now they visit from time to time. Right before I was caught, I had a big fight with my son. He had cheated at school and I yelled at him while I was cheating at work. If only I hadn't yelled at him. I wish I had never done any of this because I've lost the respect of my family. I'm thankful for their support, though.
Thanks for your honesty, Brian. And what should people do if they suspect that they are a victim of fraud?
They should call the police directly.
Thanks, Brian. This has been a real eye-opener.